I wanted to start today's sermon with a confession to all of you. I have already decorated for Christmas. Not only have, I know, I see your face, Gloria. Not only have I decorated for Christmas, but I did it maybe a week ago, maybe even 2 weeks ago. It was a Saturday, I needed the kids out of the house. I took them to IKEA and they had all of the sparkly things out. The kids got really excited and I thought, you know, let's just do it. Let's just lean in and get out the tree, put up the ornaments. The Christmas stockings are out. The Advent calendar, even though it is not usable for another week, is out. Everything is out right now. And I bring this up because more and more families like mine are decorating for the holiday season earlier and earlier. I see stuff in stores as early as September, as soon as the back-to-school stuff goes away. The Christmas stuff goes out. Even before Halloween is over, the Christmas decorations are out. We're seeing more and more kind of a secularization of the holiday of Christmas. And I'm talking about this today, specifically today, because today is Reign of Christ Sunday or Christ the King Sunday. And if this is a new festival day to you, you're not alone. This is one of the newer ones on the church calendar. It wasn't until 1925 that Pope Pius XI instituted Christ the King Sunday, and it was Catholic, and so they actually had it the same day as Reformation Sunday. And so Lutherans or other mainline Protestants didn't start celebrating this holiday in the church year until 1969, when after Vatican II, the Catholics moved the holiday to today, to the last day of the calendar year before Advent. And Advent is the beginning of the church year. And so it might be strange in some ways to hear a story from the passion narrative of Jesus. And every year, no matter which gospel lesson we have, we hear a passion reading out of Jesus. And so this year it is Jesus on the cross with the two criminals on either side of him. And just like in 1925, when Pope Pius was instituting this festival day, he was doing it against a rise of nationalism and a rise of secularization in the world, meaning that the Christian church didn't seem to have the same importance as it once did in the lives of the ordinary people. And I find that this day is still relevant for that reason, because we still see today, now, a rise in nationalism and a rise in the secularization of Christianity. And so while I am decorating for the holidays, I need days like this and places like this to keep central what is central in our Christian lives, and that is the life of Jesus. And so before we hear about Jesus coming into the world, as we do in the season of Advent, which starts next week, and his incarnation, which we celebrate on Christmas, we hear of his passion and death. So not only does this wrap up the year of Luke, which we have been reading through together, it prepares us for the Christmas season and the Advent season by giving us a sober reminder of where this story is heading and how important it is to keep this story in our hearts and the reign of God in our hearts when the whole world around us is telling us a different message. It's a big kind of razzle-dazzle message. And I'm not saying it's bad to participate in that. That's why I wanted to start by saying that I have decorated for Christmas, even though that is not the traditional Christian custom. Actually, Christians didn't decorate for Christmas until about the 24th, because Advent was a penitent season in the life of the church, meaning it was like Lent. It was a season where we prepared for baptism. It didn't have all of the lights and everything until much later. So it wasn't until Christmas Eve that people would be decorating, and then you'd celebrate the 12 days of Christmas until Epiphany. But anyway, we are moving away from that as a culture, but I don't want us to move away from remembering that God is the one who reigns supreme in our life. As I was preparing for this week's lessons, I came across a quote from Eugene Peterson. He wrote a paraphrase of the Bible called The Message, which you might have come across in some of your devotional readings. It's a little bit of a long quote, but it really highlights this day so well. I did want to take the time to read it to you. So Eugene Peterson writes, "Sovereignty, God's sovereignty, is one of the most difficult things for people of faith to live out in everyday routines. But we have no choice. God is sovereign. God rules, not only in the personal affairs, but in the cosmos, not only in our times and places of worship, but in office buildings, political affairs, factories, universities, hospitals, and yes, even behind the scenes in saloons and rock concerts. It is a wild and extravagant notion, to be sure. But nothing in our scripture is attested to more frequently or more emphatically. Yet not much in our daily experience confirms it. Interpersonal forces and arrogant egos compete for the last word in power. Most of us are knocked around much of the time by forces and wills that give no hint of God. Still, generation after generation, men and women of sound mind continue to give sober witness to God's sovereign rule." Sober witness to God's sovereign rule. That is what today is all about. That is how we end the church year. That is how we begin the next church year, is to remember in sober witness God's sovereign rule. And I do need the space carved out, because everything in our culture is going to be loud and shouting and festival and happy. So we need that reminder that there is also a sober witness that we are called to as a Christian people. We need to remember both the agony and the glory of the cross and the importance of forgiveness in a season when forgiveness can be so challenging, when we are reuniting with family members, when we are ending fiscal years in our workplace, when we are encountering a season that can be a bit greedy and a bit self-serving. It can be difficult to remember that we have a God who calls us to forgiveness and who welcomes people that we may not like into paradise, who forgives people that we may not like. And that's what the season is about. It's about forgiveness, it's about love, and it's about God's rule over all things, over all the spectacle, over all the political hostility. God's rule reigns supreme. So in this world where it can be a real struggle to witness to his life, God reigns supreme. And in this world that struggles for justice and peace, God reigns. Our King rules with mercy, forgiveness, and compassion. We remember that this day, and I hope that as we head into the holiday seasons, we can carry that with us into the manger scene. Amen.